Live Better and Longer with the Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Hi, team. I'm Fitz Kohler, the bossiest girl you know, and welcome to the Fitness Show. And happy new year. We just hit 2024, and holy cow, I'm really excited about it. I don't know about you, but I really like 2023. I've had some rough years in the past. 2023 was a very good year for me. I had a lot of fun. I did a lot of work that was very satisfying. I traveled to interesting places, and I spent a lot of quality time with wonderful people. My family's great. Tons of time with my dogs and other dogs and friends' dogs and animals at zoos. And I don't know, I just feel pleased. Also, I learned new things and I feel fitter than ever. So yeah, I like 2023, but I expect 2024 to be way better for me and certainly way better for you. But in order for that to happen, we're going to have to make some decisions, right? We're going to have to make some choices, not only right now for the long term, but every day we're going to have to wake up and make choices to ensure that 2024 is a spectacular year. You know, not a lot of things in the world just happen to us. Sometimes they do. They're the anomaly, though. For the most part, our success in all areas of our life are controlled by us, which is wonderful news because that means if we have failed in any category, we have the personal power to change that and make ourselves successful in that category. Why not? Right? Why not be the person who's got incredible success personally, professionally, socially, feeling good, looking great, stronger than ever? Why not be that person? I think you should. And I've got a whole bunch of tips to share with you. In fact, how many tips do I have? I made notes. I think I have 9. That's right. I have 9 tips to help you own 2024. We're going to make 2024 your biatch, if you know what I'm saying, right? You're going to get to the end of 24 and it's going to be shivering in the corner saying, holy cow, did you see what you did to me? You're going to say that damn right I did. I owned you. Okay. So the first thing you got to do is you got to know where you're going. What is this thing you want to happen in 2024 to make it the best ever? Sometimes people just think life is going to happen to them. It's just going to fall into place. I'm not a big believer in that. In fact, I'm a huge believer in control because I've seen people achieve wild success, incredible progress because they chose it. And then I've seen a whole bunch of people who make nothing but excuses fail over and over and over. And they're always blaming something. They're blaming their job or they're blaming COVID, or they're blaming their move, or they're blaming someone else got sick. All right, well, you're still in control of whatever you put in your mouth. You're in control of the way you move your body. You're in control of the way you practice and achieve at work. And so you are in a great position if you want you to be awesome. So, but you got to know exactly what it is you want to be. Not everybody has the same goals. It's like saying, I want to go somewhere. Well, where? Right? If you open up your phone and you tell Siri to take you somewhere, you might end up somewhere, right? Instead, you might want to say, I want to go to the store. But is that specific enough? No. You might want to say, I want to go to the store that sells underwear. All right, maybe Siri has some suggestions, but what if you're a girl and it's sending you to the store to buy some boy underwear? Well, that's not a good fit either. So you're going to have to tell Siri, I want to go to the store to get the fanciest girl underwear on earth. That's right, the one with the furry trim. You got to be specific or you're going to end up no place. So if you have ambitions, well, write it down. We want to know exactly what your ambitions are. And I've categorized them for you because I think it's all intertwined, right? Our success in one area will breed success in other areas. And don't ever use failures in one area to blame on failures in the other area, right? So we're going to start with that. You're going to decide who you want to be. You're going to write it down. You can get out a pen and paper right now. If you're driving your car or you're exercising, you can wait till later. But deciding who you want to be is always rule number one. Now, physical health. Physical health will rule the day. And it's not just because I'm your friendly neighborhood fitness pro. Physical health is paramount because without it, you can't do much else, right? There's not a lot of super unhealthy people having a lot of fun. Really, I don't see a lot of super unhealthy people having a lot of success at work. So you got to focus on you. Now, physical health sounds complicated. It's not. It's not at all. You want to be your ideal weight. If you aren't familiar with it yet, you want to go to the cover of fitness.com, and right on the cover, you'll see exact formula for weight loss. That is the secret to achieving your ideal weight. Whether you want to gain weight or lose weight, I will teach you how to eat the right amount of the right food for the size you want to be. And that middle part there, the right food, is very important too, because if you're feeding your body garbage, even if you're shrinking and losing lots of weight, your heart won't be functioning so well. Your digestive system won't be doing so good either. So you got to start choosing foods that are higher quality. We're grown-ups. I don't know many children who listen to my podcast, right? I'm talking to you. I'm poking you in the chest. You are a grown-up. It is time you act like one. If your daily caloric intake looks like chips and candy and alcohol, well, you need to cut that crap out. You need to change. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect and you can't have any of those things, but you're a grown-up. That's right. Not many of my listeners are children. So if you are listening to the Fitness Show, I believe you can buy alcohol, you can buy a lotto ticket, you can join the army, et cetera, et cetera. You are a full-fledged, card-carrying grown-up. So you got to start acting like one. You got to start including fruits and vegetables and lean protein sources and whole grains instead of just white stuff. Oh my God, it's painful to me to see people eating just plain white flour. White flour. Imagine the bag of white flour sitting in your linen closet, or I don't know, what do we call it? The pantry. The pantry here. We don't want to put flour in your linen closet, but you've got that bag of flour. Okay, well, if you mix it with water, I guess, and pour some salt, it's a bagel. If you mix it with the same, it becomes a cracker or a loaf of bread. Not healthy at all. And again, you don't have to be perfect, but just start aiming for higher quality. Can you do this? Yes, you can. And if you have weight loss goals, I want you to be specific. I am choosing to lose 42 pounds. That is my goal. And then you start making the efforts with your eating habits. Know that your eating habits are about, or I should say consumption habits, because your liquid calories count just as much as your edible calories. That's your juice, your milk, your alcohol, all of those things add up to you either gaining weight or losing weight. The things you put in your mouth are about 90% responsible for your weight. You cannot be fit without exercise, but you can be real trim without exercise based on your eating habits. If you're someone who exercises a lot, maybe one of my marathoners who's still carrying around an extra 50 pounds, got to change your eating habits. You just got to do it. So number one is prioritize your nutrition and cut back on alcohol or cut it out completely. Trust me, it's not really doing much for you. I know those women's magazines like to write like, oh, two glasses of wine a day is really good for your heart. Okay, well, you can find other things that are really good for your heart that have no negatives, no drawbacks. And I'm not completely sober. I have a little bit of alcohol once in a while. But for the folks who are having a glass of wine every single day, I don't think it's good for you. I think it only leads to negatives. That's right. Weight gain, lethargy, poor sleep, bad skin, yada, yada, yada. So anyways, cut back on the alcohol and then pursue exercise. Now, exercise isn't just walking. So is walking wonderful and a very powerful tool in your bag of tricks? Absolutely. However, is it the only thing? It's not. It's not. So in order to be truly fit, you need to pursue the four pillars of fitness, which are really easy. And I know you'll understand this. It's cardiovascular fitness, the kind that makes you huff and puff. Great for your lungs, great for your hearts. I am a big fan of hearts and lungs, and I think they're quite essential to a quality life. And so you want to make sure your heart and lungs are working great. You can also build bone density by running or walking or jumping or skipping rope. So cardiovascular exercise, fantastic. That's the exercise that makes you huff and puff. You also want to do strength training. Not just your biceps, strength training for all of the muscles in your body. You want to be able to push, pull, lift, and press against resistance without having sprains, strains, or tears, right? So having a body that is powerful enough to push, pull, lift, and press not only will allow you to do the things you want to do without injury, but a strong body looks really good. That's just my own personal opinion, but I think we can all agree that curvy muscles are pretty hot. So as far as vanity goes, strength training goes a very long way. And truly, strength training is the fountain of youth. If you would like to be resilient, if you would like to have good posture, if you would like to be vibrant for the rest of your days, throughout your golden years, strength training is going to be the number one most important thing for you to accomplish. Next up, we've got balance training. I tell you what, falling down as a kid, we bounce back up without problem. Falling down as a grown-up, whoa, that blows. I've done it a few times and man, that earth is really, really hard. So balance training is an easy thing you can do to incorporate into all of your days. It's just stand on one foot. That's right. Stand on one foot, brush your teeth. Stand on one foot, floss your teeth. That's balance training. It just allows your ankles and your knees and your feet to get comfortable and efficient at adjusting to keep you upright when you hit an imbalance. You can also do balance training in more interesting ways. You can watch TV on one foot while swinging your arms in all sorts of different directions. That will challenge your body, tax your balance, and make you or prepare you for a change in surface. The thing that might make you slip and fall. Man, there was a few times last week that I could have fallen, but I didn't because I've got great balance. So it's worth training for. And then the final pillar of fitness would be flexibility. And that one's pretty easy. No one likes being stiff. Stiffness is not a positive trait. So if you'd like to feel good, being mobile, it's going to go a long way to get you there. And that's mobile on your hips and your back and your shoulders and all of your muscles. We want to keep them mobile and bendy, right? If you are bendy, then you are less likely to be injured, have those sprains, strains, and tears because you overextended a muscle. So practice some stretches. I have a ton on my Instagram page on fitness.com. In fact, there's an entire arsenal of strength training, balance training, and stretching videos on fitness.com. They're free, they're easy to follow, and they'll make a big difference in your life. But pursue that physical health because number one, if you don't have it, you have nothing. Physical health will require nutrition, exercise, those four pillars. Quality sleep is also essential to health. Tired people, they don't accomplish anything worth accomplishing, right? No one wants to be the tired person, right? Sleepy Joe. No one wants to be that person. Sleepy Fitz. No, thank you. Tired people, they skip their workouts. Tired people don't produce much at the office. Tired people are unromantic with their spouses. Tired people don't give it their all with their children. And so you have to prioritize sleep. Make sure you get in bed at a decent night. If you're someone who stays up playing video games or working on your computer, whatever, it can wait. It can wait till the next day. Now, if you're going to stay up pulling an all-nighter, it has to be a rarity, not the norm. Force yourself to go to bed. Make sure your sleep environment is top-notch. You've got a perfect blanket, cool sheets, a cozy pillow, and a quiet, dark environment, and then plan to stay in bed for a really long time. I like to get in bed at 10, especially if I'm waking up at 7. I don't mind admitting I like a good 8 to 9 hours of sleep. In fact, I think I feel great because I get a good 8 to 9 hours of sleep. And if I'm super tired, if I don't get that, let's say I've announced the marathon that day, I am not opposed to taking a nap. In fact, I'm a big fan of a nap and I can lie down and take a 20-minute power nap and wake up like you just plugged me in and recharged me. It's magical. So just get sleep. Sleep will affect your health in incredible ways. And then the last thing you need to do to ensure quality health for 2024 is get those regular checkups and screenings. Visit your doctor, your primary care, visit your dentist, the eye doctor, get your mammogram, your colonoscopy, all of those things you're supposed to get on schedule, do it. You know, the last thing you want to do is let something horrible fester inside of your body. I'm only here today because I found cancer in my left breast early. Had I waited, I'd be dead 100%. So that's physical health. That's the first thing you got to focus on. Next is your mental health. You need to do things that promote peace in your brain. Stress is toxic. Stress will make you worse in every category. And so it's okay to take me time. It's not only okay, it's necessary. And me time doesn't necessarily have to mean 3 days at a spa, which sounds absolutely fantastic. Mental health could be you sit out on your back porch for 10 minutes every night after dinner. It could be that you just decompress, think about anything you want to think about, read a book, spend time with your dogs. But me time is essential. Living in chaos is hard. Living in chaos is really, really hard. So it's okay for you to take a moment to do something that feels great, that just pulls you away. Sometimes I just need to be alone, right? Even if I'm in a group full of fabulous people doing something I love, I just need a little break from that. So take your break and schedule it in. Make sure your kids know or your spouse knows or whoever it is you're with knows, I'm going to take 10 minutes every day. I'm going to take a full hour and I'm going to do yoga. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to take a bath. I'm going to read a book, whatever it is. I am just going to slow down and focus on me. Those things are essential. You also may want to consider getting professional help. Seeking a counselor doesn't even mean something's wrong. It just might mean you need somebody to talk to, somebody you can trust, somebody you can open up to, say anything, and walk out of there feeling relieved to get things off of your chest. If not a counselor, chit-chat with friends, chit-chat with your dog. Oh my gosh, my dogs know all sorts of gory details that I didn't want to burden my kids with. So I talk to them and I feel pretty good about that. So just make sure you create time for yourself and then you set boundaries. Don't be ashamed to say no. Don't be afraid to say no. When I talk to people about generically being fit, I always say it's nutrition, exercise, sleep, and removing the cranky people. It is not okay to leave poisonous people in your life, people that are going to bring you down and stress you out and make your life miserable. So remove them. Remove them, even if they're blood relatives. I know that sounds horrible to some people. They would rather die than remove the meanest, most horrible family member in the world from their list of social activities. But nobody's required to be in your life. I would say we're obligated to our children. And other than that, if people aren't nice, if they don't respect you, if they don't add to your life, if all they do is take, mute them on your phone, block them on your phone. Don't invite them over. Don't agree to lunch, coffee, dinner with them. Just stay away, even if it's your parent, right? People have to be nice. They have to exhibit some level of respect for you in order to be in your life. In fact, I'm going to read something. I don't normally do this, but I read on the internet. So with a little grain of salt, it says it's from Sir Anthony Hopkins, but I thought it was quite brilliant and it's worth a listen. You give me 2 minutes and then I'll go back to regular conversation. But it says, let go of people who are not ready to love you. This is the hardest thing you'll ever have to do in your life, and it will also be the most important thing. Stop having difficult conversations with people who don't want to change. Stop showing up for people who are not interested in your presence. I know your instinct is to do everything possible to gain the appreciation of those around you, but it's an impulse that steals your time, energy, mental, and physical health. When you start fighting for a life with joy, interest, and commitment, not everyone will be ready to follow you to that place. It doesn't mean you have to change who you are. It means you have to let go of people who aren't ready to be with you. If you are excluded, insulted, forgotten, or ignored by the people you give your time to, you are not doing yourself a favor by continuing to offer them your energy and your life. Truth is, you ain't for everybody and everybody ain't for you. This is what makes it so special when you find people you have friendship with or mutual love. You will know how precious it is because you have experienced what is not. There are billions of people on this planet, and many of them you will find at your level of interest and commitment. Maybe if you stop showing up, they won't look for you. Maybe if you stop trying, the relationship ends. Maybe if you stop texting, your phone will stay dark for weeks. That doesn't mean you ruin the relationship. It means the only thing sustaining it was the energy you only gave to keep it. That's not love. That's attachment. It's giving a chance to those who don't deserve it. You deserve so much more. The most valuable thing you have in your life is your time and your energy, as both are limited. The people and things you give your time and energy to will define your existence. When you realize this, you start to understand why you are so anxious when you spend time with people, activities, or spaces that don't suit you and shouldn't be near you. You will start to realize that the most important thing you can do for yourself and everyone around you is to protect your energy more fiercely than anything else. Make your life a safe haven where only people compatible with you are allowed. You are not responsible for saving anyone. You are not responsible for convincing them to do better. It's not your job to exist for people and give them your life. You deserve real friendships, true commitments, and a complete love and healthy and prosperous people. Decision to distance yourself from toxic people will give you the love, esteem, happiness, and protection you deserve. Well said. I thought that was poignant and necessary for you to hear. I see too many people who are just circling the drain because of their constant interactions with horrible people. You are not committed to anyone that is not committed to you. So prioritize your mental health. The end. Okay, so first was deciding who you want to be. And with mental health, who have you decided to be? Do you decide to be a happy, casual person who feels great, are you going to be happy-go-lucky this year? Or are you going to sweat the small stuff? I'll tell you what, after having cancer, nothing gets me down. I had 1 week this year where I lost my dryer and washer, died on the same day. My radiator blew up. My treadmill died. I had probably $6,000-$7,000 worth of expenses. And I just thought, it's not cancer. I'm not going to freak out about it. And I didn't. And I was happy. And that was a choice. I could have also sulked and called everybody to say, woe is me. Everything in my life is breaking. Can you believe it? I could have posted it online and said, everybody pity me. All of my things are breaking. Instead, I just thought, I feel good today. It's a good day, right? So make that choice. Who are you going to be? And then you have to live it. So if you choose to be happy-go-lucky person today, you're going to have to make that, you're going to have to do that even when things get bad. Even if you have a fender bender, right? Even if you get fired, you're going to have to look on the bright side. Okay, I got fired. Maybe this will give me an opportunity to get the best job ever next time. Those are choices. They're up to you. Okay, speaking of best job ever, professional success. What does that look like to you? Do you want a raise? Do you want a different job? Do you want to be the owner of the company? Do you want to stay where you are, but make more money, have more responsibility? Do you want to retire? These are things you should know. These are things you should know about you. What is it you want? And then once you know what you want, you got to start crafting a plan and moving forward. You know, with professional success, you're going to thrive if you're constantly seeking new information, if you're constantly learning. I love learning about fitness and health. And, you know, sometimes I feel like I've maxed out on the fitness side of things. So I read journals about hearts and joints, physical therapy journals and cardiovascular journals, and learn things about cancer that I didn't know before. I don't pretend to be a doctor. I just feel like it's nice to be a wealth of information. So whatever your field is, are there things you can learn? Are there textbook type details that you can research? Are there interviews from people that are very successful in your field that you could pursue and listen to? Are there mentors you can seek out and connect with in your own office or on LinkedIn to say, hey, I would like to be better. You know, can you share some golden nuggets? Can you listen to podcasts that are relevant to your profession? So I say yes. And then once you know what you want to accomplish, make a list, make a plan, and go get it, pursue it endlessly. And the other thing with professional success, a lot of times it's who you know, right? Who do you know? Connect with those people. Connect. Say, hi, I'd like to work with you. I'd like to work for you. I'd like you to work for me. Whatever it is, make friends, join a group on LinkedIn. Tell people what you need. I'm going to tell you right now, if you work for a corporation or association and they need a keynote speaker for a luncheon or a gala or a conference, give them Fitz Kohler's number. I would like that. There you go. Look, I asked for it. Professional success is on the way for me because I asked you. Okay, it's nice to make progress with work, isn't it? I mean, work shouldn't control your life. In fact, it's very important to have that work, family, or work, personal life balance. Don't let your work consume you. But if you can wake up in the morning and look forward to getting to your work, that's a real gift. That's a real gift. Whenever I have the opportunity to do the things that I do, I'm so excited. I love teaching fitness. I love doing keynotes. I love race announcing. I love writing books. I love all of those things. And so I hope you have a career you enjoy as much as I do. And if not, start making changes. Okay. Financial health. This is a big one. 2024. I'm not saying you have to be a bazillionaire. You have to be Elon Musk. And if you are, good for you. But financial health to me means stress-free. I don't have stress over money. And so make a decision who it is you want to be financially. Do you want to earn a certain amount of money? I mean, maybe your 9-to-5 job, if that's what you have, it provides X amount of income. If you want to earn more, find out, can you earn more at this job? Or are you going to work Uber on the side? Or are you going to have a side hustle making fruit baskets? Or are you going to make some money being a TikTok star? I don't know. There's lots of options there. But if you want to make more money, there are options for making more money. If you put out 10 applications and you don't get hired, well, keep going. Maybe the 11th or 12th will hit for you. There's people that are hiring in this country for sure. And there's probably some international work you could get remotely. And the great American way is to create a service or a product that people need or would enjoy and then sell it to them. So think about what you're great at and make that happen. But money, do you want to make more money? Do you want to pay off debt? Oh, being debt-free, man, that is freedom. I am debt-free. I'm very proud to say I've worked very, very hard to pay off my home, pay off my vehicles, pay off the credit cards. I pay off credit cards every week because I don't like to owe anybody anything ever. Even when I was a kid, a teenager, if I borrowed 10 bucks from my mom and I said borrow, I would have stomach ache until I gave her those $10 back. I just don't like to owe anybody any money. So maybe you're in the same boat. Maybe you're trying to get out of debt. Okay, start paying it off. I highly recommend a man named Dave Ramsey. He has books and he has radio shows and podcasts, all sorts of content. Much like I do fitness, he does money. And he will teach you how to become debt-free. And I tell you what, it is the most fabulous feeling on planet Earth. It is absolutely doable, even for low-wage earners. You can get yourself out of debt. He has a very strategic, easy-to-follow plan with money, much like the exact formula for weight loss with fitness. And oh, what a wonderful existence. So you just got to know, what are you striving to be? Are you saving money to maybe purchase a car full out? Or are you saving money to invest in a new business? You should just have your financial house in order. You should be working towards something. You should write that down. Maybe you are debt-free and now you're going to try to double your money with the stock market. Okay, write it down, figure that out. Money is very important. And I really truly believe that the reason having money is so important is because it allows you to avoid the atrocious stress that comes along with financial hardship. When my radiator broke, if I didn't have the money in the bank, I might not have been able to laugh it off so easily, right? My washer and dryer, those are things, if I had to, I could wash my clothes and hang them to dry. I don't necessarily need washer or dryer, but I need in my vehicle. So, you know, having money, the great part of having money is you don't have to have a stomach ache when you get a big fat bill. Get your financial house in order. I think that is a necessity for 2024. All right. The next thing on your list to help you own 24 is your social life. It's important. It's important to have relationships, whether they're very intense personal relationships or some wonderful casual relationships on the side. But either way, people are of value. And, you know, maybe you need some friends. Maybe you've moved to a new town and you don't know many people. Okay. You got to start pursuing that. You have to pursue friendships. And even if you think you're a great loner, I'm kind of a great loner, but I also really need wonderful people. So go do things where people that have similar interests may be. Funny, I had my friend Kristen. I don't think she'll mind me exposing her. She was my hairstylist and she was single for a very long time. And I would say, Kristen, where do you go? Where are you looking to meet a guy? And she would just be in her salon all day, which was majority of women customers. And then she would work out at the women's gym. And then she'd go home. She's very close with her family. And I was like, Kristen, where are you going to meet a nice man in your salon or in the women's gym? You gotta branch out a little bit. And so that goes for dating. And that also goes for friendship. If you would like some friends to work out with, okay, well, go sign up for a fitness class and then arrive early and introduce yourself. Be friendly. And that can be scary, but oh, well. It's okay to do things that are scary. In fact, I think it's very, very important to step out of your comfort zone. But yeah, if you like shooting guns, go to the gun range and maybe bring some bullets to share with other people. I don't know. Fish. If you like to fish, go where people fish. But yeah, it's important to have all levels of relationships, you know, those personal confidants that you can tell anything to. And then the people who share your interests, the running community is so fantastic for that. I mean, I think the great majority of us, we run because we like exercise and we like the challenge and so forth, but we just like to be together. And so I have that. I have my family. I have my besties from childhood who are still my besties. I have these awesome running friends who I have hordes and hordes of, and I don't get to spend as much time with them as I like, but I get to spend some time with them and we connect online all the time. And it's just very, very fulfilling. And then I got my dog park people. You know, not everybody has to be a best friend to qualify in your social circle. My dog park people are so random. I'm probably about 20 to 30 years younger than most of them. But what do we have in common? Our dogs. And then all of this other stuff. And I look forward to my mornings at the dog park with these very unique people. Not only are some of them older, but we have extremely different political affiliations and belief systems, but we all get along because we've got this thing in common, which is our love of dogs. And we find our commonalities versus yapping at each other and being ugly like so many people do. If they disagree with something, we focus on the things we agree on, which are our dogs and other stuff too. The last people on my list that I want to encourage you to pursue are those that are just part of your everyday life. My Publix employees and the people that work at the Circle K gas station near my house, I love them. I know their names. We have real meaningful conversations in these brief interactions while I'm grabbing a Diet Coke or paying for gas or buying my groceries. You know, those are special people in your life that you can actually benefit from. It doesn't have to be financial or physical or whatever, just nice people to have around. So pursue that. Start saying hello. My mother used to tell me I was too friendly and I was going to get myself killed because I said hello to everybody. And I haven't, that hasn't happened yet. I'm still alive. But I feel like I have so many friends because I say hello. Hello. So perhaps if you're feeling a little lonely and you haven't connected with many people lately, start by saying hi. Put a smile on your face, say hello to everybody you cross. And then, of course, go pursue relationships for people with common interests. And you might even fall in love that way. Who knows? If you're already in love, don't go fall in love again. But if you're not, giddy up. Number 7 on your list, owning 24. Do things that are fun. I sound like a crazy person for telling you that, but too many people are just working and working out and that's it. They clean their house, whatever. You have to do things that are fun. So what I'm going to challenge you to do this year is master one task or skill that you've never tried before. And so for me this year, it's been guitar. Never played guitar and I'm working on it. It's so much fun. I really enjoy it. For you, perhaps it's karate or ballroom dancing or shooting at the gun range or underwater basket weaving, whatever it is, pick a hobby, pick a skill and practice once a week. Get on it and go learn something new. That's a fine way to add some actual fun into your day. It could be an activity you do alone or it could be an activity you do with a big group or a small group. And I encourage that. I have personal sessions on the guitar with an instructor. We have a lot of fun. He's a really nice guy, but you are tasked with one new skill. Maybe you're going to learn a new language. Someone told me the other day that they really wanted to learn Russian. Why not? It's a cool language. Go learn it. Go learn Swahili. I don't care. Pick something new and commit to it. Don't be the guy who says, okay, I'm going to do it this week and then I'm never going to do it again. Actually invest. Invest in equipment. Invest in lessons. Tell everybody and then have an end goal. Well, for me, playing guitar, I want to be able to play songs independently. In fact, I want to be able to play Friends in Low Places very badly. I think that will come this year, but you have to be able to do a bar chord. And if you know what a bar chord is, I want you to know that my fingers say no. That's right. My left hand says, you're not doing bar chords, but I keep challenging them to get there. So Friends in Low Places on my list. Reach out to me on social media and tell me what you've decided to learn for 24, because I want to know. All right, number 8, do things that scare you. Stop being in a rut. Stop doing the same things that you always do. Do things that intimidate you. So whether it's speaking publicly on a stage or asking someone out on a date or stand up paddleboarding or, I don't know, hang gliding, do something that scares you. I think it's a really good skill to practice doing things that make you uncomfortable, because then the world becomes much more comfortable. If you do something that scares you and you don't die, right? For me, it's if it's, there's no bleeding, bruising, or broken bones, I'm down for anything. You know, when I try something and harm didn't come my way, I feel like, okay, maybe there's something else I could try. So yeah, try new things. Many years ago, when I had yet to run a half marathon, I was bamboozled into running my first one. I thought I was on a team doing only 7 miles. And then it turned out I had to run the whole half marathon, but I did it. And then I thought, whoo, I could do that. No big deal. So a couple of weeks later, I signed up for his triathlon. And I did that too. And I just thought, why not? And then that opened another door for me. So just keep trying new things. And especially if something scares you, if you think, oh, I would do karaoke, but what will people think of me? Screw that. Who cares what people think of you? Get up on that stage and do karaoke. Number 9. I want you to update your appearance. I don't care how you do it. Get a new pair of shoes. Find a new type of apparel you like to wear, some new fitness gear, maybe cut your hair or dye your hair or get some lash extensions or go to Sephora or Ulta and learn how to do your makeup in a different way. But update your appearance. Do something or shave, right? Guys, you can shave your beard in all sorts of different ways, or you can grow a beard. Mohawk, perhaps, who knows? You got lots of options there. But update your appearance. That's a really fun way to put a fresh coat of paint on 2024. Something fresh, something new. All right, last but not least, you got to write this stuff down. You got to track your progress. So write down your financial goals, your professional goals, your social goals. Maybe you've put a big dent in your debt by June. Great. It's nice to know you're making progress. And if you're backtracking on any of these goals, it's nice to know that too. It's funny when people, they want to lose weight, but they say, I hate scales. All right. Well, the only real way to actually know if you've lost weight is to get on a scale. And the scale doesn't love you. The scale doesn't hate you. The scale is just a tool for measurement, right? So measure your progress. Measure your progress. Be serious. Be committed to you. Don't let things get in your way. Don't be the excuse person. Remember, we talked about you being more of something and less of something else. Be more committed this year. Be more adventurous. Be more brave. Be more disciplined. Be more creative. Be more committed to you. Be less lethargic, less weak, less undisciplined, less victim mentality, less all of those negative things, right? You want to have the best year of your life. You got to be more of the good stuff. More, more, more. Get greedy about it. Don't settle for anything less. Folks, I love you. I'm very excited to spend this next year with you. Thank you so much for sharing your Happy New Year time with me. If you haven't already done so, rate this podcast. Do me a favor. Spotify, Apple, Amazon, wherever you're listening, just when you stop listening, click rate. Give me, I prefer 5 stars, but you get to make that choice and then say something. Trust me, it's a big deal to have that. Also, if you love someone with cancer, I'd like to help them. I've got those Cancer Comeback series books that are bound to make their life easier. And yeah, connect with me on social media. Say, howdy ho, Fitz Kohler. I am going to have a great year. And there you go. I love you. Get to work.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.